Chinese residents could benefit from further income tax reduction by the end of this year, as a brand new list of tax write-offs has been released for public deliberation recently. On today's roundtable, we'll get a little bit more technical than usual, I suppose, as we try to understand what this new list of tax write-offs mean here in China. And this is something that that is a major reform when it comes to income tax collection here in this country. So first of all, Lai Ming, what's going on in general with income tax cuts in China?
Well, Chinese authorities has unveiled draft temporary measures on special additional deductions from taxable personal incomes. The plan was published by the Ministry of Finance and the State Administration of Taxation to solicit public opinion up to November the 4th, 2018. The new policy follows a raise in the threshold of personal income tax exemption from 3,500 yuan to 5,000 yuan per month, which started implementing from October, and the range of each tax bracket becomes bigger. So previously, I think before October or writing October, people were mostly talking about the threshold of tax exemption. Some scholars, even right after the plan to reduce to cut taxation was announced early in March, some scholars and even people in the society have been talking about whether we should raise the threshold up to 7,000 yuan or even in some extreme cases 10,000 yuan per month. And in September and October, when the preliminary plan was announced, when the first stage of changes have been introduced to people's income, people realize perhaps the authorities or the lawmakers have stuck to the previous plan, as they announced, to sort of move the threshold to 5,000 yuan. And a lot of the public opinion was sort of not really optimistic, because they were complaining that perhaps with the rate of inflation and the rising people's income, it's high time that we raise the threshold to, say, at least 7,000 yuan. But back then, we didn't know the details of this more changes to be done to the tax to the taxation system, especially most important items like the intervals for different tiers of tax rates has been fixed according to this preliminary this draft measures just announced. And also another important introduction or major changes to the system is the inclusion of deductibles based on people's spendings on in education, in raising their families, that sort of things. This is such a revolutionary changes to the tax system, so much so that people had no reference previously. Mm-hmm. So they had no idea how to what extent these changes will affect their income and affect their lives. And generally speaking, as now we have a little more information on these changes, we can tell that actually we shouldn't have focused or placed too much focus on the threshold of exemption, but really the changes to the deductibles is going to affect a lot of tremendous changes on our lives.
Yeah, that's actually two big changes, I suppose. The first one that caught our attention about the threshold of income tax exemption, to put it in layman's terms that I can understand, well, as you all know, Lai Ming is like 100 more times smarter than I am.
Not really.
Well, for laymen like myself, so that would mean if in the past I would have to start paying for income tax once I earn more than 3,000 yuan.
3,500 yuan.
3,500 yuan. And that would be just above 544 US dollars. Mm. And now, in the near future, once this plan of new income tax reform happens, then I would have to start paying income tax when I earn more than 5,000 yuan, and that would be just above 720 US dollars.
Actually, this clause has been in place since October.
Right,
yeah, and
that
even is... before this new draft measures that focus more on intervals and also on deductibles.
Yes, so that's the first major change, and we've seen a lot of discussion, mainly people clapping hands about, well, now I need to... Well, this is, I guess, good for those who don't need to pay tax anymore. and now there's a new information that came out, and that's soliciting public deliberation. That is about the so-called deductibles or tax write-offs. A write-off is any legitimate expense that could be deducted from your taxable income. So there's a few entries here.
Like social policy, social welfare payments.
Yes.
Like funding. Is a public funding? Is it 公积金, housing fund? The housing fund, like you have to pay 12% out of your salary. That's considered deductible.
And that's also, well, once that you mentioned that, that's another topic of its own. That's something that your employer would match up with, so you can get like a little bit more benefit when it comes to housing. But now with the new tax reforms, there are four areas in general that are that we are seeing going to qualify for the tax write-offs. So there is the children's education, and also the in the education group, there is also the adult re-education that can be deductible. And there's another thing. The second area would be serious disease. So treatment for that can be deductible. And third area would be elderly people's livelihoods. So if you need to support your parents, that'd be one thing. And the last area is regarding housing. So there's a lot of information we need to go through. Tony, what do you think?
You know, taxes have always been like a foreign language for me, and it can get really complicated, especially back home. You have, you know, the IRS gives us a lot of different forms that you have to fill out depending on your circumstance. You know, for example, if you're working for a company, you would fill out a W-4, or, you know, a long time ago it was W-2s, and you know, and then there's another form called the 1055 if you're self-employed, which can also complicate things. And so when it most Americans that at least I know typically hire a company to do their taxes for them, because when you have more assets, you know, homes and, you know, cars and lots of different things, you have to be able to, like you mentioned before, write it off in the right way. And that way you won't be audited by the IRS, which is everyone's nightmare in the States. So, you know, H&R Block is a really big company back home where a lot of people just give them their income information and they can itemize and do what they do to help us not get in trouble with the government. But there's so many things that I feel that a lot of Americans are not really aware of in terms of write-offs, because the list is actually long back home. You have from charitable donations.
Oh, true.
And this is where you can deduct donations worth up to 50% of your income. And most of us in the medium range of income are not really in the position to donate so much, but and this is where the distinction between the upper class who earn more and can donate a lot more. Medical and dental expenses is included, you know, where if your expenses exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, then you can also write that off as well. There's even an expense write-off for performing artists. For example, if you're trying to do art, you can write off virtually everything, but most of your expenses in doing art. And of course, there's the tax preparation fees for people who don't do taxes themselves. They can write that off. And as you mentioned, home equity and mortgage. And there's even write-offs for gambling as well. I mean, so the list just keeps going on and on in the States. And so I feel that back home, this is why a lot of people feel a bit like taxation is unfair, because a lot of wealthy people have so much more resources and are able to write off so much more of their income. So at the end of the year, most of your middle class Americans are paying a large amount of the taxes.
So a write-off for people in the art industry, I'm wondering, do pop stars, do they count as people engaged in art? And does it mean it pays to be a pop star?
Well, there's a lot of things. There's even a stipulation where you can write off an area of your home. Depending on the square footage of the room, you can write that off. If that's your studio or if that's where your office is, you can write that off for your business. And there's just lots of different things. If you're buying, for example, I'm an artist. So if I want to write off the paint or the canvas that I paint on and the gas that I use to drive from my home to the studio, all of these things can be written off. But if you're not aware of it, then you don't really know how to calculate it. And it's really tough. So a lot of people just simply just give their total income and give it to a professional.
So it becomes actually essential and important for people to hire someone to do your taxes for you in the U.S. And that's another expense. And
which can be written off.
Yeah, but there's so much bureaucracy and you can also say red tape that's involved here. And in China, individual income tax used to be so much easier in comparison. But are we seeing that we're becoming a little bit more similar in that regard as now? Well, at least we have four areas of tax write-offs or deductibles. So, Lai Ming, what's your initial thoughts when you saw these four areas of write-offs?
Well, I'm sort of finding it difficult to make up my mind initially while I read about the stories about this deductibles, because I knew to a certain extent about how complicated it is for the U.S. people to do their own taxes and how much energy and resources they have to devote. And I was thinking, oh, so we are introducing our own deductibles to our people. Well, it's a good thing now that maybe people could use some of the expenses that they're actually spending to sort of reduce their income tax. But on the other hand, they have to spend so much energy and money on this. Are we sure this is the right way? When it comes to taxation, shouldn't we just choose the simplest way to go forward, like we always done, like just raise the threshold a little bit? But on second thought, I realized that perhaps our society has come to a point where there's so much diversity, there's so much has changed in our society. I mean, people are moving into cities. They're trying very hard to buy apartments. They're raising a kid. They are having trouble staying in contact with their parents, or also making sure that they're well taken care of. So much has changed, and the way of employment has changed as well. I mean, while previously a lot of people would be happy they get a government job, Now we have seen alternative solutions, other options. People can work for private enterprises. They can work for foreign invested enterprises. They can work for themselves as freelancers. So the situation has changed a lot in the way we live and also in the way we are employed. And it makes sense for us to sort of update the tax system to accommodate this change. And a lot of the changes that I noticed, if you look deeper into the intervals, into the deductibles, how they are arranged, you realize that a lot of the changes are made to accommodate, or at least to make the lives of people, of middle-income people living in cities, to make their lives much easier. I'm sure we'll go into further details as we explore this topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. Lai Ming, but you sort of assumed that this would mean there's more time effort, energy that's devoted to, you need to sort of declare a deduction first, and it would be more expensive. But I think we need to assess those assumptions, though. Okay, so let's go into some of the details here. If you have kids that go to school, then if you have one kid, you get the set of deductibles. And if you have two, well, great for you. Times by two, you get double deductibles. And if you would want to go into education again as an adult, you qualify as well. So for kids, you would be deducted a fixed standard of 12,000 yuan. So that's about 1,700 US dollars a year for one child. And if you are an adult who goes into education, then you are allowed to be deducted of 3,600 yuan for...
Further education.
For further education. So there's education. And then there's also the medical costs. When you have, you've been diagnosed with serious illness, then I guess the state is here to help you out a little bit by collecting less tax from you. And there is an annual cap of 60,000 yuan a year. So that would be just under 6,000 US dollars. And well, in the whole grand scheme of things, I guess every bit helps.
Here is where I realized previously I had been such a layman to things related to taxation. Initially, I was thinking, oh, so our individuals have to declare and report our expenses on education, on medical cost, on housing. Does this mean that we all have to sort of keep the receipts?
Of everything we
yeah. pay for, and that's going to be a little challenge for people who are used to tossing away their receipts. I mean, should I start cultivating that habit right now before it's too late? And now with this new information about the measures taxation, I realized perhaps the authorities are choosing also, again, the simple way to go forward. I mean, instead of specific exemptions based on how much you pay, we have simple solutions on basically aren't based on, for instance, on how many kids you have or whether or not you have elderly people to whom you're responsible. So it's very simple. And also the way to declare is also quite simple. And if you work for a company, then all you need to do is just talk to the finance department of your company. If not, then I suppose you have to go and visit a tax office.
Yourself, yeah. So there's two paths you can take. And I wonder how easy it is, though, talking to the HR department or the tax collection department that's in your company, because I've heard plenty of stories that ain't an easy journey either. But Tony, you had something to say.
Liming mentioned receipts. That's essential back home. You have to provide some form of verification that you indeed spent $10,000 on your mom and dad, and you know, for their care or for whatever that you're writing off. You need to have some type of proof. For example, if you're driving around to promote your business, you would need to record the mileage that you used and how much gas you put in, and
there
keep
are apps
the receipts
developed for that.
Yes, and there at this point in time, there's specific apps where you can take a picture of your receipts, and it'll scan it and it'll put the amount into the database, and it'll even also put it in a certain category on what it qualifies for. Mm-hmm. So it's getting a bit easier, but it's still a lot of admin that all of us have to do if you want to itemize, and if you want to shave off some of that tax. It's imperative you have to do it.
So that's the situation in the US, and here in China we see, at least at this moment, not so many pieces of paper are demanded from you. And I think in China, I'm really happy it's still relatively
easy. Simple. Yeah, there's just a few few areas that you can deduct.
And you don't need to do that much to prove because, for example, you have kids, then that shows up in your hukou, in your house registration form. And also, if you have, well, everybody has parents, of course, and if you have two that are still alive and kicking and healthy, all that stuff, you are qualified to pay 24,000 yuan less.
Well, they need to be aged 60 and above.
Yes. And if you only have one parent alive, or grandparent, or whatever, then it's the same amount. So you can sort of get that information relatively easy from the registration information that's already held by the government.
It's quite in line with what the government is trying to do. I mean, in recent years, we've seen a lot of reports about how in certain areas, the government institutions can be a little extreme in asking for very detailed information from whoever is there to conduct some kind of business. For instance, you have to prove that your mom is your mom. But shouldn't the authorities already have that piece of information? And with taxation, the changes in taxation, we can see the same tendency. They want to cut bureaucracy, and that makes a lot of sense. And there's even talks about how the tax authorities are going to tap into the social credit system that is currently being developed, and essentially maybe in the future, you don't even have to provide very exactly authentic information. You only have to declare, for instance, that you have a kid or something, and once you've been found to have provided false information, then you'll be held accountable and all kinds of punishments will come as per the stipulation are under the social credit system.
So how do we think about this reform in general? Like, some people are talking about fairness, because when it comes to tax, it's not only about just enriching the government's coffer, but what about people of different social classes, in different stages of life? Are we seeing that possibly the singletons are not the particularly favorable people here, but those with a family and two kids?
But singletons, you get deduction for
Re-education, further education.
For buying houses, for when you are so fortunate to have a serious diseases. So you get reductions. And also, one more example is in the amount of deductibles that people are allowed. I mean, the statistics have shown that people basically spend between 2,000 to 20,000 yuan on their kids' education, and the deductible has been limited at, I think, 12,000 yuan every year. So a little, not exactly on a maximum amount. I mean, there are parents who are crazy enough to spend 100,000 yuan every year for their kids. But from the figures we are looking at, we know that they're taking the interest of average people into account.
Tony, some final thoughts before we move on.
I just like how simple it is at this point, because in the States, it just gets more and more complicated. There's so many different write-offs. I mean, it's definitely beneficial to some people. For example, job hunting, you can write that off. Alimony, you can write that
off
as
well.
In the U.S. So I think that at this point, it's very simple in China, but perhaps things could change and it could be just as complicated as it is in the States.
Well, certainly we like it when there's tax cuts, but how would it benefit you? We'll be back after this short break.